halb was lo ploini. Right, well, so we'll continue on the next tape. So we show here the course mashmira, that again he holds that a matna shchimura only helps like a kinyan of a bori. And the other kashri is a milver that you can't give over a kinyan bori, but you could give over the kinyan matna shchimura. So it's mashmira that a kinyan matna shchimura is even stronger than a kinyan of a bori. All right, we'll stop here.
Don't start mistaken. A shchiv mirah, a person was about to die. Before he died, he said, listen, somebody owes me money. I once lent somebody money. So that person, like I'm the malva, the loiv owes me money. So I'm telling that loiv, you should know the money you owe me, instead of giving the money to me, I want you to give it lepleini, give it to somebody else. So lochariz halvos lepleini, the loiva has a chiv now to give the money to the person that the shchimra said to give it to. The yafagav the lesi babori, this is the kasha, even though such a kinyan, you can't do with a bori with a healthy person. Because halvo, somebody owes you money, but there's nothing ben, a milva bal peh, there's no shtar written down, there's nothing ben to touch, you can't give it over to somebody else. And here it says no, that a shchimra could give this present away to somebody else. So here you see, even kinyonim that do not apply to a bori, to a healthy person, apply to a shchimra. So Mara says, Rav Papa says, no, there's no kasha. Hoyil v'yorish yorsha. Since the halacha is, if somebody owes you money, and the person dies, the malva dies, the halacha is, his yorshim take over. A milva is b'teros yerusha. Somebody owes your father money, and your father dies, the halacha is the person has to pay the yorshim. So I'll tell you, matna shchimra, like we'll see later on, the rabbanim gave it a halacha like a yerush. So therefore, since the yerusha takes place on a milva, the same thing, yerusha, a milva goes over with a kinyan matna shchimra. Ravacha bread, Rav Iki Yomano, halvo, if you want to give over the loan, in other words, you lend somebody money, so the loiva owes you back the money. Now that loan, that money that he owes you, even a bori, a healthy person, could give that chiv over to somebody else. Isi b'bori, there is such a kinyan with a healthy person, that even though somebody owes you the money, you could make it that person now owes it to somebody else. How is that? Ukid Rafuna, like Rafuna says, Omar Rav, in the name of Rav. Tiyom Rafuna, Omar Rav, Rafuna says over the name of Rav, Monali biyotcha. In the case where Reuven goes over to Shimon, it says, Shimon, listen, I lent you $100 last week. Monali biyotcha. Reuven says, I have $100 by you, Shimon. Shimon, you owe me $100. You know what, Shimon? Instead of giving it to me, to no lepleini, I want you now, Shimon, to have to give this money back to Levi. Don't give it back to me, but I want you now, like, I want to give Levi a present, or else maybe I owe the money to Levi. So I want you, Shimon, you're my leiva, to have to give the money over to Levi. That's called Tano Lepleini, B'maimit Shloshtam. If all three of them are there, Reuven is there, Shimon is there, and Levi is there. If the three of them are there, the locher is kona, there is such a kinyan. So the kids, even by a bori, a healthy person, has a kinyan of giving away the loan to somebody else. Therefore, there's no kasha, why a shchimer also. A shchiv mirah, before he died, he says, listen, somebody owes me money. I want that person now to have to give the money to somebody else. That other person is kona. There is a kinyan matna shchiv mirah by a loan. Now the Gemara says, Yiborlu, I have a question like this. Deko li echod u peresov li acha. Let's say a shchiv mirah gives a present before he dies. Before he dies, he gives away, he owns a deck, he owns a palm tree. And he says, listen, I'm giving this palm tree to somebody, to Reuven, who pay raisov, but the right to eat the fruit, then I'm giving it to somebody else. Ma, what talocha? And Mestam, this is the only thing he owned. Or he had in the Mishnah, if a shchimra gives away all his nechosim to somebody else, and then he becomes healthy, we say it's like a mekach tois. It's an umdana, he never meant to give it away on the side he'll become healthy. He only thought he's going to die, that's why he gives it away. Let's say he left over something for himself. If he left over for something for himself, then the kinyan is chal, even though he gets well. The question is, in this case now, we gave away this tree, does he mean to leave over something for himself or not? Mahu, mi shayir mokam peri aloi. Do we say that he means to leave over for himself the mokam of the peris? In other words, the tree itself he gave to somebody. And the rights to eat the fruits he gave away to somebody else. But maybe the mokam of the tree itself he meant to leave over for himself. As the Rambam says,
when he gave the palm tree to the first person, to the first person all he gave him was the tree itself, not the right to eat the fruits. Is the pshat in such a kinyan, such a matana, that maybe he meant to leave over by himself the place of the fruits? That means ans for ilon. He meant to leave over by himself the branches of the tree. Sheboy gedilo maperis. On that the fruits grow. In other words, what he gave the first one was just the tree itself, not the branches. And then when he gave the second person, he gave him just the fruits, not even the branches. So it could come out then that he's leaving over for himself the branches. So, and if he left over for himself, that's called Shaya Karka Kolshu, then the Matana would be good, even if he gets well. That's the Shaila. Does a person mean to leave over for himself the mukam of the branches or not? So Mar says like this: in tinslam, if you want to tell me liach aloi have a shear, that no, since he's not leaving over anything from self, he's selling one person the tree itself, and the second person is giving the right to eat the fruits. So therefore, maybe he left over nothing from self. What's going to be liatzmoi chutz mi perois of maho? What's going to be if he left over for himself? He left over for himself.
He left over
the peris for himself. That means he sold his tree, he sold the palm tree, but he made a condition that the fruits, the right to eat the fruit, still stays by me. In such a case, what's going to be the locha? Maybe here, since he's leaving over the fruits for himself, he also means to leave over part of the tree. In other words, the din of the Mishnah is a shchimera has to leave over some karka for himself. It's not enough just to leave over some metaltalin. So if he just left over the fruits itself, that's not enough. But maybe since he meant to leave over the fruits, he also meant to leave over the branches that the fruits are on. And the branches, that's mechubel karka, that's called like a karka dummy. That's the shayla. Does he mean to leave it over or not?
So Amar Rav, Rava says, Amar Rav Nachman, that in Tim Tzalim, if you want to tell me, deko li echad, uperoisav li echad, loy have a shir, he didn't leave over anything for himself, he does not mean to leave over the makam of the peris for himself. But what's going to be deko liyechad? In the case we were selling his palm tree to somebody, but v'shaya peiros of lefanof, but he's setting a condition: I'm selling you the tree, but the right to eat the fruits I'm leaving over for myself. Shaya peiros of lefanof. So the question is now: when he says he's leaving over the fruits, what does it mean there? Shaya makam peri. Does he also mean to leave over the place of the peiros or not? That's the shayla. So he said yes. But the halacha is, since he leaves over the peiros for himself, it's also considered shaya mokam peri. He means to leave over for himself not only the fruits, but the branches also. The places where the fruits grow on the branches, he also means to leave over for himself. If so, it's called the shchimera left over shaya karka kolshu. He left over some karka for himself, and therefore the present is 100% good. My time, what's the reason? I'll tell you, kol lagabe nafshei b'yayin yofa mishayir. Anytime you leave over something for yourself, it means to leave it over with a good eye. So therefore here, you're only selling the fruit, but the tree, you're only selling the tree. The fruit itself, you're leaving over for yourself, so by leaving over the fruits, you mean to leave over the mokam aperis also for yourself. Oh, Malay Rav Abba, the Rav Ashi, Anan, Adrashim ben Lokeshmat Nimin Lo. We learned this shala, this halacha, we learned it upon halacha that Rashim ben Lokesh said. What was that halacha? The Yom Rav Shim ben Lokesh, Rashim ben Lokesh, Rashim ben Lokesh said halacha like this: Ha Moicha Bayis Lechaberoi. If somebody sells his house to somebody else, you sell out your house. The Yom Allah, and you say to the person like this, I'm selling you my house, but you should know, Al Manaf, on a condition, Shadiyuto Hel Yoinishali, that the attic, the top stair, still belongs to me. Yuto Yoinah Rashbam says, that means, He Aliyo Hel Yoinah, Shalgag Habayis, like the penthouse. He's saying the roof, and there's an apartment on the top of the roof, that I'm leaving over for myself. Now the locher is really, that would be left over for you anyway. Because you only said I'm selling you the house. The house means the house itself, not the Yutel Yoinah, not the top roof. But the person spoke it out now. He didn't just leave it on a stam condition, but instead he spoke out clearly. That he said clearly, I'm selling you my house, but I'm enough on a condition, should you to hell Yoinah Shali. You should know the top roof still belongs to me. So locher is, do you to hell Yoinah Shaloi? Enechlami, that's pshita, that the top roof still belongs to you. You spoke it out, that for sure was yours. He has no right to use it. But Iboyle, we have a question.